I think one day this week, I went out and I was coming home. Somebody ran a stop sign. They were going so fast, it was just a blur. I didn't have time to stop or put on brakes either. But he ran through the stop sign, never slowed up. I think that's a blessing, a great blessing of God. Amen. Let's all pray, and we're going to read Psalm 46. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're ever grateful and thankful for your mercy and your kindness. Father, I thank all the time that you are there protecting us when we don't even know that we need help, that you are there. And we thank you this morning, Lord. Each time we get on the road, we never know what's in somebody else's mind, or it sometimes seems like they don't have a mind. But God, you are there taking care of us. We ask you this morning, Lord, for each one to have a need in their hearts, Father, that you just grant it unto them. Lord, we ask you to always be with us and guide and lead us and protect us. We ask you to remember all these Sunday school classes and to remember everybody here. Lord, the scriptures that we read, we ask you to open up our hearts and to become a part unto us. We ask you to bless Brother Reed this morning, Father, as he prepares even in his heart to bring forth that which you have given unto him to bless us. And Father, we pray that we would be surrendered unto the words that he ministered, that we can hear it and be blessed. And we thank you so very much, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very pleasant help in trouble.
Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea.
Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah.
There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High.
God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early.
The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah.
Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth.
He maketh war to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you.
Amen. I saw a sign one time. It had that verse 10 in it. It said, be still and know that I am God. And then the sentence up under it, it said, be still and know that I am. And the one up under it said, be still and know. And then it said, be still. It takes those things in our lives to know the Lord. A time that you get away with him to hear that still small voice when he speaks to you. Amen. Let's turn to page 42 in the Spiral Songbook. Amen. I tell you, when we don't feel like traveling on, God gives us the strength. He is our refuge, our strength, our all in all, to help us in this journey.
My heavenly home is bright and fair. Oh, I feel like traveling on. Nor pain nor death can enter there. Oh, I feel like traveling on. Oh, yes, I feel like traveling. Sun outshine. Oh, I feel like traveling on. That heavenly mansion shall be mine. Oh, I feel like traveling on. Oh, yes, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling. traveling on. Let's all stand. The Lord has been so good to me. Oh, I feel like traveling on until that blessed home I see. I feel like traveling on. Oh, yes, I feel like traveling on. Oh, I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Oh, yes, I feel like traveling on.
Traveling on? Well, it's a great day to be traveling. Great time to have to where you can do it. The hour that we're living and all, it ought to be moving on because the Word's moving on. Right? Thank God for the Word. Amen. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. We're glad to have Brother Keith Reed with us to minister for us today. And we'll wait just a little bit more because some are coming up and getting a doing. So make sure you get everything today and together and knowing where you're going and how you're going, because it's going to be the men's going one way, the women going another way. And, you know, so we're going to have a good time out of that. But it's a good time for Father's Day. So we say to all of you fathers, you got a blessing, an opportunity to be a father. Yes. Amen. So that's the best thing into. Let's just give all the fathers a good hand. For that, yeah, we appreciate Brother Collie saying there a while ago that the man just run a red light right in front of him. Well, you know, you can get killed in a hurry, so we thank God for taking care of him. Right. I think that the angels of God are encamped about those who fear him, so I believe that they're having more work to do now. The older we're getting, you know, the more that they're having to be called on duty to come forth, you know, and to do. But good to see everybody. Glad to have Sister Reed back there with us. Amen. Glad to have all of these with us. And this is Father's Day. Well, you know, it's an opportunity of a Father's Day. So I guess it's a surprise to announce there's going to be a father among us pretty quick. And I haven't figured out yet where, you know, what it's going to work out to be, because they say they don't know yet. But we're talking about Brother Kern and Sister Trudy. Okay. So when they find out whether it's a girl or a boy, I'll know where I'm an uncle or ain't. See, that'll make it all work out till we'll know how everything's going. But we appreciate the fathers and appreciate the opportunity to be able to know who our father really is. Because, see, you could have been like I was. They offered to adopt us out when I was a child, you know, about 4 or 5 years old, because Dad died, and they wanted to adopt us out. Well, maybe material-wise, I would have been in good shape because I know the person that would have been the one to adopt us out. But that still would have changed a lot of things, and it's not to be. But, you know, because of all of that, I found out who my true father is. The natural father is wonderful. That's good. Father's Day, we give the gifts, we do the cards, we do everything. But a real father is the Lord himself. Amen. 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 So we thank God for Brother Reed coming and ministering for us today. And let's just sing Open Our Eyes of Our Heart as he comes on to minister the word of the Lord. We were just waiting for a few more to come in. All right. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see. Amen. I want to see. Open the eyes.
Praise God. Amen. I'm very glad to be in the house of the Lord. Certainly want to thank God for his mercies towards us and for always affording us this privilege to be in his house. Amen. I say like them of old, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Amen. And I say to the fathers this morning and the potential fathers, happy Father's Day. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful experience being a father. And, you know, I think, I certainly thank God for that experience of being a father myself. And, really love the children. But, and it would be good to have more. But, then the girls come with mouth and they talk so much. So you might gotta wear a hearing aid. So you're satisfied with what you've got. Amen. Praise God. So God bless you. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm just a simple person from down in Jamaica. Amen. We certainly thank God for the fellowship and for the brethren that we have here. We've had many, many years of fellowship and growth, and we certainly thank God for that. Amen. More than ever, we thank God for the purpose why we know each other and why we are friends is because of the word of God. Amen. Had it not been for God's word, we would have never crossed each other's path. But because God has sent us a voice in this day. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So just greet you all and thank God for your fellowship and for your support over the years. And just trust God that he would bless you and may Lula grow from strength to strength. Amen. Praise God. We want to go to the word this morning. I'd like to read first from the book of Acts chapter 3. And as we find it this morning, we want to speak to the author of the word. Amen. Just want to thank God. I've always thought of myself as, you know, very disorganized kind of a preacher. You know, I was in Ghana and the brother said to me, he said, Brother Keith, I mean, I can't believe you still preach from papers and notes and all of that, really. It seemed to them I was kind of backward. But I say, that's all right. You know, I'm the kind of person who will step into the office and getting ready to preach and then, I just got the message now. Amen. Praise God. So, amen. God deals with everybody differently. And we just thank God for our portion. Let us bow our heads everywhere. Our gracious God and our Father, Lord, we want to thank you for this grand privilege that we have, O God. You have brought us together in a time like this, O God, in an hour like this, Lord God, to, Lord, reveal you to your people. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we're under expectation always for you, God, that Lord, we're not just called to have church, but we're called, oh God, to prepare a bride for a rapture. And Lord God, as we walk, Lord God, we know that along the path we deviate, Lord God, there's distraction along our path, but Lord God, we want to keep to that straight and narrow path, oh God, that lead to life everlasting. Lord God, we pray that you'd bless us, O God, this morning to the edifying of the body of Christ. Lord, remember those that are without this morning. Lord God, we pray that you would bless, O God, give us a godly example by your word, O God, we pray. Bless us now, and we thank you for all things and believe you. Speak through our lips, and may the ears that would be anointed hear your word, O God, today. And Lord God, may it be an experience for our walk as we pray, believing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, I was just in Ghana and I was looking at the different custom of people, you know, everywhere we do things a little different. And so, you know, I was there and, you know, I realized that when somebody die, the customs and so really, you know, what they do, Brother Wade, the day before the funeral, you know, they would have gone to the funeral home and it's a fanfare and they go and they collect the body and they take it home and they set it up in the house or they set it on the veranda. And they said, you know, if the person was a tailor, they put him in front of a machine and give him a crouch and all of that. And they kept him for until tomorrow. So Oh man, I tell you. So I went, you know, I could hear them, you know, playing the music and so from where I was staying, and I walked there because I wanted to see what it is. I'm a very inquisitive kind of a person. And when I go, I saw this guy, you know, just crouching up in a chair really, and I thought it was somebody alive. I didn't know that's the guy that was dead. Praise God. And so they kept that for 3 days. Well, they buried the body the next day, but they keep that music and everything for 3 days. And I realized what it is that the people from the community, they go and everybody donate money. And after 3 days, the family come together and they count up how much they have because that's when they pay for the funeral. Oh man, I tell you. You know, I could deal with I could collect all the money, but I didn't want that dead person in the house, really.
Amen.
You know, it doesn't matter how much you love each other, man. When there's something about debt. You know, there's a separation. Incidentally, we have one of our sister, you know, died just about two weeks ago. And she was 15 years ago. She was actually in an accident, a very serious accident. She was going to the market and, you know, the car had a crash and, there were 7 persons in the vehicle and 6 of them died. She was the only person that survived, really. And so 15 years after, God took her, you know, and so we certainly thank God for her life. And so, we're going back to do the funeral in July. You say, why so long? That's how we do it in Jamaica. you would have buried the person in 3 days. Oh man, to us, that's like disrespect. Amen. And I said, bro, wait, if we love you, we keep you for long. Do you love the Lord this morning?
Amen.
Shake somebody and say, God bless you. God bless you. Amen. In Acts chapter 3, amen. Let me read from verse 12 of Acts chapter 3. And when Peter saw it and answered the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this, or why look ye so earnestly at us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his son Jesus, whom he delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But he denied the Holy One and the Just, and desire a murderer to be granted unto you, and kill the Prince of Life, whom God has raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. I'm glad to be a witness this morning. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom ye see and know, ye the faith which is by him has given him the perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance he did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all the prophets, that Christ should suffer, and has so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins might be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive unto the time of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abram, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first, God, having raised his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquity. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. May the Lord have this blessing to the reading of the word. You may be seated. I would like to speak this morning on the New Testament church. Amen. The New Testament church. This is not Judaism. No, this is not the church of the Pharisees or the Sadducees. No, this is a church which begins on the day of Pentecost.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And the prophet says that, hallelujah, the church that started on the day of Pentecost has no end.
Amen. Right.
In other words, Pentecost, he says, as a beginning,
right,
it has no end.
Amen.
And so we've got to realize that the church that we're in today is a Pentecostal church.
Right.
Amen. You know, they said Pentecost, hallelujah, is a shout. And so I'm glad that I'm not afraid of a shout.
Amen.
Amen. As a matter of fact, we shout a lot.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because we're that church. We're the continuation of the church which begins on the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
The Bible says, and when there were noise abroad, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. They came and they speak. They said, these men look like they're drunkard.
Amen.
He said, we're not drunk as you suppose.
Amen.
But this is that which was spoken.
Amen.
Their lives manifesting in that time was updating the scripture. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Of the prophets. Here we are today. And I'll tell you, the way that church was, that's the way this church ought to be.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Still believing in the power of Almighty God.
Amen.
The Bible said that the word of God comes not in words only, but in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Are you there with me?
Amen.
I find that the problem among us today is that we don't have the faith to exercise in the power of God. Amen. We know what it is fundamentally. Hallelujah. But we don't exercise our faith in God's word. Hallelujah. And so the prophet of God said, and how do we get into that church? He said, for by one spirit are we all baptized into one body, which is the body of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We don't come into the church by a handshake. We don't come in by association. We don't come in by who love us or who we love. No, sir. We come in one way. Is that right? Certainly when we are gathered together, there's a multitude. Amen. There are those that are born again and there are those that are not born again. Amen. There's young people sometimes at the church where they're there because their parents make them to be there. But in the body of Jesus Christ, we come in by the spiritual baptism
Amen.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. It means that every one of us must know who Jesus is.
Amen.
Is a central theme
Yes.
of our experience.
Right. Amen.
Amen. I was reading last night in Question and Answer 1964. Somebody wrote a question. He said, Brother Branham, you know, they said that, hallelujah, you're not just a normal man. You are Jesus Christ. And Brother Branham said, you know, he said, if you take that literally the way it said, he said, that's the greatest error.
Right, right.
But he said, but yet you've got some truth.
Amen, right.
You see, what he did not put it all on himself.
Amen, right.
He said, but you that has Christ in you,
Amen, right.
it's another Jesus Christ
Amen, right.
on the face of the earth.
Amen.
If we can take it like that.
Amen.
You see, the problem with the people is that they put everything on the prophetic forerunner.
Right, right.
And nothing on the bride.
Amen.
But William Branham was not the object
no.
of Christ coming in this day.
Right.
No, you are the object of that.
Amen.
Are you there with me? Hallelujah. He's not the continuation of Christ. You are the continuation of Christ.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
He come to bring us to a position.
Right.
Is that right?
Amen.
But if we don't become that word,
right.
then all that has failed.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, you know, he began to tell us, amen, how God is known. Are you there with me? In the message, believest thou this. I'm sorry, my brother, you can add this to it. 600402, amen, paragraph 74. I'd like to take this really. Remember, I'm disorganized. He said, where do they find him?
Where did they find Jesus? Right where they left him. Where did they leave him? At the feast of Pentecost. Hallelujah. Amen. Where do we leave Jesus? Where did the church at the feast of Pentecost? When we get away from that old time Pentecostal power, amen, the feast of Pentecost, we walk away from Jesus. That's exactly right, friends. We are living under our privileges. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. They left him at the Feast of Pentecost. And there's only one place that Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Pentecostals will ever find him. Amen. Is go back right where you left him at. Amen. Is that right? Amen. Where is the joy of the Lord? Amen. I want to ask that this morning. Amen. Where is the joy of the Lord? Amen. Hallelujah. Because wherever God is, there's joy. Amen. Where is the power of our Lord? Amen. The church acts today. What happened to God of history? Amen. He's waiting for his people to call him on the scene again. Amen. Is that right? Amen. We can't do it. Amen. Through denominations. No, sir. Because when we get to denominations, we are taking some man's idea over the word of God. Is that right? We can't do it under psychology. No, sir. Because we are looking at the traits of men. Amen. We can't do it under thematic, or we can't do it with education. No, sir. We separate ourselves, divide ourselves. We are not divided. We are one person indeed in Christ Jesus. We are all one in Christ. And our denominations will never do it. As good as they are, they won't do it. Our education is the greatest hindrance to the gospel ever. Is that right? Amen. What we need is not education. We need the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost back into the church to demonstrate the power. Amen. Jesus never said go into all the world. Hallelujah. Amen. He said go into the world and teach. He never said go into the world and do. He said go into all the world and preach the gospel. And the gospel is to demonstrate the power of the Holy Ghost. Is that right? The resurrection. We are still a million miles short where we should be. Let us move forward. Let's go back to where we left him at the feast of Pentecost. Jesus said in John, I believe, the 15th chapter, he said, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. Well now, if that vine put forth the first branch, and out of that branch wrote a book of Acts, he said the second branch will make another book of Acts. And the third branch will make another book of Acts. Is that right? Hallelujah. And every branch that comes out of that vine will be the same branch. Amen. He said, now notice. He said the vine does not bear the fruit. It is a branch that bear the fruit. Hallelujah. So if we're waiting, said, oh, when Jesus come back, this is going to happen. You see, that's what the people do. Oh, when Brother Branham come back, we'll see the power again. But what about the power that God has invested in you? This is a church in action. Is that right? Where do we take our yardstick? Not from what somebody says. Oh, we find that there's scarecrow upon our land. Because people said, well, if you say a certain thing, they said, ah, you're trying to be like the prophet. But if the prophet had been like Jesus, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Is that right? Amen. So where are we going to be? We are going to be another book of Acts. That's the New Testament church. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 1947, faith is a substance. Hallelujah. Paragraph 69. He said, God is not in material things. No, sir. God is in men. Amen. You know where the church has gone today? Amen. The pastors are pulling for more and more and more riches.
Yep.
And they're preaching a gospel of prosperity.
Yep.
You know, your blessing is in your Cadillac in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Your blessing is in your cabin upon the hill.
Yep.
Your blessing is in material things. But brethren, I say to you, if the blessing of God is the material things that you have, then those that are outside of Christ have more than you've got.
Amen. Exactly right. Amen.
Think about it. Amen. That is not your blessing.
Right.
No, sir. I've got a suit on because I work and buy one.
Yeah, right.
Is that right?
Yeah, right?
If you labor, there's something that goes with it.
Yeah, right.
Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. That's not the blessing of God.
Right, right.
I'm coming there down to it. He said the Holy Ghost never fall on organization.
Right.
It fell on men.
Amen. Glory. Right.
And so many people today say they don't belong to my faith. Well, if you're the faith of Christ, it's all the same. God doesn't care about. He said our organization don't mean, amen, that to him. And he said the people got themselves to a place. It's just a big organized world. And that's the reason I'd rather have it in an auditorium. He said if it's with the oneness church, the Trinity won't come.
Yeah.
If it's the Trinity Church, the oneness won't come.
Yeah, right.
If it's the Methodist, the Baptist won't come. If it's in a Baptist church, the Methodist won't come. Hallelujah. One body. One person said, should we be baptized over now in order to come to be prayed for?
Yeah.
Mercy.
Yeah.
That's as pagan as we can ever get.
Yeah.
That's right, no? He said, for by one spirit, we're all baptized into one body.
Amen. Right.
Is that right?
Amen.
Brethren, there's only one way. Justification.
Amen.
Sanctification.
Amen.
The baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Put you into the body of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And that means whether you're first generation, second generation, third generation, it doesn't matter what generation. It's the same way and it will never change.
Amen.
Amen. He said regardless of who you are and where you are, that's right. So it doesn't make any difference what organization you are. You don't have to belong to Baptist church or Methodist church or Pentecostal or whatever it is. You have to have faith in God. And frankly, you don't have to belong to no church, but you've got to heal and go sin no more again.
Yeah.
And go sin again.
Right.
It will come on you again worse than it was in the first place.
Right.
You go somewhere then to church and serve God.
Right.
God don't heal you for the devil's glory.
Amen.
I wish we would hear that.
Yeah.
Amen. You see, people want to be healed. They want deliverance, but they don't want the God of the deliverance.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
They want to be healed so that they can go back and sit at the bar stool and drink their beer.
Right. Yeah.
They don't want God.
Right.
They want a gift from the giver, but they don't want the giver.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But Brother Bram said in the message, hear him. He said, God don't save you to lose you.
No, right.
He'll be defeating his purpose.
Right.
Because sometimes we make heaven so high and so glorious that the common people can't walk into it. I was in a minister's meeting and they were talking about the simple salvation. And I'll tell you, amen, I've been in this message for over 30 years. And I hear some ministers talk about salvation. I wouldn't know what to go when they're finished. I wouldn't know what to do. Amen?
Right.
Because they're so deep.
Yeah.
I don't understand what they're saying.
Right. Yeah.
But the Bible said,
amen,
but by one spirit,
amen,
are we all baptized,
amen,
into one body.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, sir. Amen. I'll tell you the truth. Amen. You know, we put such a standard. Amen. You know, we dig so deep until we say it and we say it and we say it. And the children don't know what to do.
Nope.
Amen. But the Bible, it says, believe on the Lord Jesus and you and your household shall be saved. Amen. That I like.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. Expectation 1950, paragraph 10. He said, and the teachers here of the scripture will teach you these things. That's 9 spiritual gifts in the church. Now, brethren, the New Testament church must be the church that begins on the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Do you believe the scriptures are right?
Amen. Yes.
You know, somebody said, well, you're going back to the shock. Hey.
Come on, brother.
Hallelujah. If there was power in the shock that's not in the seed, there's something wrong somewhere.
Exactly. Amen.
Amen. Because brethren, when we leave here in a rapture, there be not one feeble one among you.
Amen.
Who will we ever get there?
Amen.
I tell you, church, divine healing is a minor, but it's the earnest of your resurrection.
Amen.
And if there's no divine healing, there's no resurrection.
Amen.
Is that right? Oh, but we said, oh, yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. Now put your faith in action.
Amen.
Is that right? There's a ministry for the New Testament church.
Yeah.
There's 9 spiritual gifts in the church.
Right.
They operate anywhere in the church.
Right.
For instance, if this tent here tonight conceal the entire body of Christ, the Holy Spirit lead the body of Christ, and in this body, there's 9 spiritual gifts.
Amen.
Hello? Is that the Bible?
Right.
Are you there with me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. They are here in the body. Gifts of healing.
Amen.
Gifts of prophecy. Amen. It might fall upon someone here tonight. Amen. This lady sitting here, this man or this man. And he may give a prophecy and it would be true. But it won't never work on him. Maybe again. It might come back at the pause. Amen. No, here is it now. We're not making prophets.
Right.
We're not making healers.
Right.
We're not making people with the word of wisdom. But wherever the New Testament church is, there's 9 spiritual gifts in the church. Oh, hallelujah. We can go back to the fivefold ministry. And the fivefold ministry has got its position in the church. It's for the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Until we all come to the stature of a perfect man. But when the word has gone forth. Brethren, what are the people becoming? Are you there with me? In the church, when he says in the church, when Paul said in the church, he did not mean in the fivefold ministry.
Right.
Are you there with me? Brethren, if there's a sick person in the church, and we would agree together and pray and believe.
Glory.
Brethren, what will we be when we come to a stage where somebody's sick and we can't put food to our mouth? Remember, we're going to pray and see God and storm the borders of glory until we have an answer. That's the New Testament church. I remember I was over there in Liberia just a few months after the World Health Organization had declared it Ebola free. And they said in the church, there was only one person that caught the disease. But the pastor of the church, he said, when the government was calling to the churches, pray, pray for our nation. When one person in the church contracted the disease, he said, we will not leave church. We will not get out of here. We're going to fast and pray until God move. It was 3 days. And after 3 days of fasting and prayer, there was no more Ebola. The brother was totally healed. That is the New Testament church. Hello. Where did we get to here? We're bound the Holy Ghost in the church. We're bound the power of God.
Amen.
And we've got all kind of excuse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why it should not be. Oh brother, you shouldn't shout so loud. You shouldn't say amen. This is when you ought to say it. You gotta wait until I'm finished with a statement. Then you say amen. You know, sisters, you gotta, amen, be a little bit more poised. Hallelujah. We're trying to mechanize the church by our own understanding. What we need is liberty in God's house that the power of God can operate. Amen. And I tell you, when a people don't know how to pray, then the church will be powerless. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, brother Keith, you're passionate. I'm passionate about God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So now, you know, you said, oh, so you're trying to be a prophet. Uh-uh. But what if the word of prophecy comes through you?
Right.
What are you going to do?
Amen.
Amen. What if the words of knowledge, is it scriptural?
Sure.
Come on with me. Hey, do we forbid to speak with tongues?
No.
Come on with me.
Yeah.
Hello? Do we bind interpretation? Then brethren, that's the New Testament church.
Right.
It's a rat. Who are you going to get back to it? It was there in the book of Acts.
Right.
It was there in Brother Branham's ministry.
Amen.
Then what about the church today?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. My, my. See, that doesn't make him a prophet. I continue the quote. Amen. We're in the body, and by one spirit, we are baptized in the body and subject to the gifts. Amen. Then what are the gifts? 9 spiritual gifts in the church. Amen. We're always leaning to a certain brother. And we said, this brother has got a certain gift. So we're going to call this brother over to preach. And we expect that gift to operate. But brethren, in the New Testament church, it wasn't exactly like that. No, when the people hear the word, they become the word. Is that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you're hearing it every day and you're not becoming what you're hearing, it's not doing you no good.
Right.
Amen. The word of God must bring you to a position.
Right.
Is that right?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Brethren, I tell you what, amen, there ought to be in the church mothers, because they are mothers, amen, they know the pain of, amen, of bringing forth, and they know how, amen, to intercede for our children. There's got to be fathers, amen, like Jacob, amen, that will put the thing before God. God, if you do these things, you're going to be my God. Are you there with me? Amen. There's got to be people who carry the burden of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Your burden is not just to pay your tithes and come and sit down. No, you are the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. And when the body's sitting here, remember that Paul said, if something be revealed to one setting by, let him hold his peace, and so forth. Now he's setting order like that. Amen. That's the apostolic church. That's where it should be now. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, I tell you, the church should be in order until the power of God start to move. Amen. I'd like to see a church rise in power because God has energized the people. I'd like to see a people hear the word. Amen. Become so convinced of the word of God that they're becoming the word and the word is becoming them. Are you hearing me? Because the blood is for that. Is it right? Hallelujah. It's not by my education. No, sir, it's by faith that I know God. And I'll tell you, when you're in tune with God, hallelujah, you don't need nobody to teach or to tell you what you ought to do, because the Spirit of God grant utterance in the house of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, can you take an Holy Ghost filled man and tell him that, listen, amen, you've got to quench the Spirit of God in you and come and sit and listen to the tape. Now listen, oh, we thank God for what he has done in this hour.
Amen.
We thank God for the word. Listen, there's not a subject that we can have need of, that Malachi 4, Revelation 10, 7 has not dealt with, so that we can go back and see. Are you there with me? But God, the fire of God has not quenched in the house of God. Amen. There are men that are filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. To preach the gospel. Are you there with me? And there's people who are filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. To receive the word of God and become the word of God. Hello! When we say ministry, amen, it's not just a fivefold ministry. The church has got a ministry. Is it right? And when the word has gone forth, then your ministry now comes into action. Is that right? Oh, you don't say, oh, that's a pastor's problem. So and so, you say, but that's the pastor's problem. That's the evangelist's problem. And you go to your home and you eat your chicken and everything is all right. No, we are the body of Jesus Christ. We carry the burden of the house of God. Let us think about a church. When we come together on a Sunday morning, we come with the burden of the body of Christ under expectation to see God move. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, the fire that came on the day of Pentecost never quenched.
Glory. Amen.
No, it never quenched. It continue on. Is it right?
Amen.
Peter was still in tune, aiming to hear from God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when it was time for the Gentiles, amen, the Bible said, Acts 10, oh Cornelius, hallelujah, was a good and just man. Amen. That gave alms to God and the people. Hallelujah. And the angel of God came to him. And God working on two ends. Amen. Then coming to Peter. Hallelujah. In Simon's house, the tanner. Hallelujah. Amen. Seeing the sheet coming down. Peter said, I see all kind of four-footed beasts and creatures. And so, and the voice said, rise, Peter, kill and eat. He said, no, God. No, no, no. You know, I don't eat nothing common or unclean. God said, call nothing that I created common. Hallelujah. Amen. But God working on two ends, while Peter having the vision, the men reached the door of the gate. Hallelujah. Come inquiring. Hallelujah. Is there a man here, Simon? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. They tarried that night. They went back to Cornelius' house. And those that went to Peter, you saw the division in the early church. The Bible said, and while Peter yet speak these words, the Holy Ghost fell upon them. Hallelujah. For they hear them speak. Hallelujah. Prophesy. The men that were with Peter, when they went back, they report on him. They said, this Peter, amen, bring the Holy Ghost to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Peter said, God, hallelujah, who gave it to us, put no difference between us and them. In filling them with the Holy Ghost. Is that right? So when Paul come on the scene, you see Peter unlock the door. Amen. And one prophet can't come. Amen. And disprove what another one says. No, but Paul come. Hallelujah. And met the shining light on his road to Damascus. Hallelujah. He said, who are you, Lord? He said, I am Jesus, whom you persecute. Brethren, the church is in order. The church is moving like one symphony because it's the same God anointing. When there's this unity, the devil must be there somewhere. Hallelujah. For God is not the God of wisdom. He's the God of faith. Brother Branham said the devil is of wisdom. Hallelujah, but God is of faith. Is a rat. Hallelujah. And they said, oh, they were drunk with the Holy Ghost. They said, it doesn't matter what nature, what country. Hallelujah. Amen. What race a man is. When he's drunk, he behaves the same way.
Amen.
Men who are drunk are loving. Amen. They're drinking from the same glass, hugging and crying over the blues. Because they're drunk. And when you're drunk in the spirit, you start to love one another. We start to break down the middle wall of partition. Amen. You know, you said, oh, Brother Key, but he preached this. Hey, listen, I've never seen anybody who preach it just exactly the way I preach it. You just be honest with yourself. You know, Brother Dale, the way you preach, you're the only man that preach like that. And Brother Wade, the way you preach, you're the only man that preach like that. But you don't get no complex. Brother, the way you preach, you're the only man that preach like that. Is it right? You know, we might have thoughts from each other. Amen? Because the same spirit anointing. Is it right? But I don't want you to be like me. And I don't want to be like you. No, sir. God give us different ministry. And it's all for the body of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. One brother come to tell me, oh, Brother Key, when he was preaching, he said this. He said, I said, leave him alone. Is that right? When a man has no other alternative to do wrong, just leave the man alone. Brother Branham said 700, 7,000. What does that matter? Does that amount to anything? Well, what if it was 700 or 7,000? What would that be? That's not the point. Oh, you know what? He misquote. So we won't listen to him again. Come on with me, brethren. There's more to it than that. We're worrying about the little things. And the things that we should be focusing on. It's not happening. Amen. Do you fear cancer? Huh? Is sugar diabetes your problem? Does the doctor declare high blood pressure? What are you doing about it? We take a whole bottle of tablets. And we've got a God we preach about that is a God of healing. Amen. And we all accept that's your fate. You take it until you die. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody says, you see people preaching about him in faith healing. I tell them, go prove it. Hey, but I say it like this. I will pray for the sick and I expect them to be healed.
Amen.
And brother, when I pray, if the sick not heal, it's not my business. The Bible said, is there any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint them with oil and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Is that the scripture? When I keep God's word, I don't worry about it. That's God's business now. Amen? For God will honor his own word. But Brother Branham said, it doesn't matter how much I pray for you. If you don't believe, you'll never be healed anyhow. Amen. Hallelujah. So do we quit preaching it because somebody don't believe? I still preach it because God is a healer. Amen. I just come back from Ghana. Hallelujah. And two things that bother the people there is malaria and hepatitis. And you know, I brought this person. Oh, what's the problem? Hepatitis C. I don't know what that is. Man, I would have to go Google and research and find out, but I just convinced myself that's a demon that needs to be get rid of and pray. And I said, Brother Keith, the person is totally well. I said, that's the power of God. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to know what it is. You know, Brother Branham could go back and Brother Branham would say, depression is a demon like a dark shadow. And he said one was like, amen, a turtle with curved legs and all of that really. Listen, I can't see all of that, but I don't need to see it. He said, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. That's a New Testament church. Amen. Hallelujah. And brethren, I tell you what. In 1 Corinthians 13. For though I speak with the tongues of men and angel, and I have not charity, I become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. And though I give up my body to be burned, and though I feed the poor and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. We're not saying this is a hallmark, but I said the New Testament church must have the power of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the three witnesses, 1951, 0728, paragraph 10. Now there's a body. And in this body, we're baptized by the Holy Ghost into this body and made partakers of God and of eternal life. And that is the essence of it, really. We are made by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You are made partakers of God and of eternal life. Amen. Through the gift of God, which is a free gift of God given to whosoever will, let him come. Amen. Now that put us in the body. And when we're in the body, in that body is 9 spiritual gifts. Our spiritual gift operating. Is that right? And it will come upon one. I better leave the subject alone. Let's see. I never come here to teach. I come here to talk, to pray for the sick. It might be a little against your theological teaching, you see? But anyhow, God be with you and help you and bless you is my prayer. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 12, by one spirit, we are all baptized into one body.
Amen.
Become members of that body. Hallelujah. And Brother Brandon said, and in that body, there's 9 spiritual gifts. In the early church, here it was that the Bible said they had all things in common. You see, the attitude of the early church is that any day they were going to be taken in a rapture. That's the attitude they have.
Right.
They were ready to go.
Exactly right.
They did not know that we would still be here. No, sir. They thought every day was tomorrow.
Right.
And so they sell what they had. Hallelujah. They distributed that all men had all things in common.
Yep.
And they didn't command the people to do it. But out of love,
yep. Right.
People were doing that because the charge of the gospel had put an anointing over the people.
Right.
And Ananias and Sapphira, they sold what they had, but they didn't have the faith to do like others do. And so they thought within themselves, well, you know, I mean, if anything happened and this thing don't work out, we want something to run back to. It's like you're coming into a failed marriage. Anytime you're into a marriage like that, it's going to fail. You know, when she says, you know, I'm going to keep this because if the marriage don't work out, I want to have something to come back to.
Yeah.
And if he says, Daddy, leave my room there vacant because if it don't work out, you're going to go back to that room because you don't go in it with all your heart.
Yeah.
I'm not here to preach that. I'm just saying it. Brother boy, if there's a way out, you're going to find a way out.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
When you come to Christ, it's like a marriage anyhow. So here in Ananias and Sapphira, nobody tell them to do it.
Nope.
But you see, they did what they did and, you know, he comes in to the apostles and he think that, well, this is just Peter and the rest of them.
Yeah.
And he said, we sold it and this is all we got. And Peter said, man, why you lie to the Holy Ghost? Because he thought that when he comes to church, it was Pastor Dale and Pastor Wade and Pastor Black and, you know, Pastor, he thought it was just them.
Yeah,
right. He didn't realize, catch the revelation, that is the Holy Ghost that is leading the church. So he thought that if I just say that, everything is all right. And right there, in the presence of the Holy Ghost, he dropped dead. And they lift him and they take him out of church. And his wife never realized what was happening. You know, she was chatting to the girls in the other side. You know, when the women come to church, what they do. And so she now comes in and says, hey, you know, yeah, we sold it because that was a plan. And this is all we got. He said, the same hands that carry out your husband, they're going to carry you out too. Because they lie. Not to the men of God, but they lied to the Holy Ghost. Brethren, when we realize that it's the Holy Ghost that operates the church, then our action would be different. Amen? Because there's some people that love their pastor to death. And there's some people that hate his gut because he preached a message one time and it stepped right on their toe and they'll never forget that. Hallelujah. I tell you one thing, people are the same anywhere you go. On Wednesday night, I was saying something in church, and this morning, I was in a dream, and I was dreaming the same thing. And while I was dreaming, Francine, wake me up. And you know, last week I was dreaming, And you know, it's a wife and a husband. The husband was in that dream and she woke me up. And now the wife was in this dream and she woke me up this morning. Yeah. So, ma'am, what kind of woman is this? But I was telling the church, you know, I remember two times, Brother Wade, they had something to honor me as their pastor. And you know, it was fine that they did that or they even had the thought to do it really. But I felt crushed inside. And listen why I felt crushed. It's not the people that are there that come to give, you know, say something nice about you. It's those that did not come because they think, I mean, why should we do this to our pastor? You know, bro, where they crush your feelings, let you feel, somebody don't like me. Yeah. And it's not the thousand that like you, it's that one that show you that they really hate your guts. And in the dream this morning, I was telling the sister, they hate your guts as a pastor's wife. But I was saying to her, they hate your guts as a human, you feel it, but you gotta pray for them anyhow.
Right.
And she woke me out of my sleep.
Yeah.
Amen. So I might as well tell you. I don't know. It might be for somebody here. Somebody's going to hate your guts, but you pray for them anyhow. It's Christ in you. Amen. Hallelujah. The New Testament church had come into a body that they were a family together as one. In that church, there was no big I and no little you. Everybody had all things in common.
Amen.
That the ministry of the church becomes that they gave to those who did not have.
Right.
And the strong support the weak because they were a family together.
Amen.
Brethren, that's what the church ought to be today.
Right.
But the church is not just a mechanical setting.
No.
The church is a spiritual, supernatural body moving with the impulse of Christ. That Brother Branham said, if you say that I'm Jesus Christ, he said that's pagan, that's an hero. But if you say that we who have Jesus Christ are Messiahs, he said you're perfectly right. Don't put it all on the pastor, the preacher, the faithful ministry. Because the body of Christ is moving with the same impulse of Christ. And what a day when we are so all affected by the word of God. That the same time, or the same amount of time that the minister spent with God to bring you a message, you spend the same amount of time in prayer. And focus that God would speak to me when I get to the house of God. What a church that is going to be. And I say it with faith because that is where we're going. We're going to get to a day when the skeptic obnoxious, the unbeliever is going to leave us. You see, yesterday we thought that the great opposition of the message is going to be from way outside of the message. Today we realize the very core. Hello. The very core, the central core. Because God is saying to you and I, trusting nothing but in my word. The New Testament church will not be an organization. No, sir. No. Sometimes in the message we are in circles. This is my little circle and we fellowship with this one and that one over there and that one down there. And outside of that, we don't fellowship with nobody. You know, brethren, I don't agree with all men, but I respect all men for that which God has given to them. Amen. And even the man that you figure that, you know, he ain't got much to say that God has so anointed him that he's able to edify the body of Jesus Christ. Because what we need in the church of God today is not Hollywood. No. We don't need a preacher with a lot of flair. We need somebody that hears from God. Amen. And if we can get somebody that hears from God, then God is satisfied with what we do. Amen. Hallelujah. So we go back to the scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let me just take from verse 1 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Now here is the apostle Paul speaking to the church, in the first church. Amen? To the Corinthians. You know that you were Gentiles carried away with dumb idols, even as you were led. Whereof I give you to understand that no man speak by the Spirit of God call Jesus a curse, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Amen. In other words, it's not just saying it out of your mouth, but speaking by revelation. That's what it really means. Amen. Now there are diversities of gifts by the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. Now, brethren, let me pause by saying this. A lot of people think that this scripture is no longer applies to us. They said we've passed this really. Well, brethren, let me tell you. If the nine gifts of the Spirit kept the church clean back then we certainly need it today.
Amen.
Amen. And there are diversities of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the ministration of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For by one is given the Spirit of the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. Hallelujah. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongue. And to another, interpretation of tongue. But all these worketh that one and the same selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. And I believe that the New Testament church will still have the nine gifts of the Spirit. Amen? I don't believe that that day is past, because I don't believe that the days of miracles pass. I don't believe that the days of tongues is past. I don't believe that prophecy or interpretation is past. I believe we are still in the cycle of the New Testament church. Amen? Because how can we accept now verse 12, but we don't accept everything that comes before that? Are you there with me? For as the body is one, and as many member, and all the members of that one body, being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into that one Spirit. You see, the Spirit of God, therefore, in Brother Boyd is the same Spirit of God in me. And it's the same Spirit of God in Brother Terrence. It's the same Spirit of God in Brother Kern. What does that mean? It means that our actions are the same. Are you there with me? Because it's the same Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many members. Amen. Now hear me now. Here's my body with many members. Now if my hands start to take the operation of my feet, then I'd be walking upside down.
Right.
But my hand has a certain work to do. And my feet has got a certain, so that the body is in unison, operating positionally by the Spirit of God. Are you there with me? Hallelujah. So you said, well, somebody said, well, then I believe that God pour his Spirit on everybody, so everybody can have the same operation. No. No, sir. Because the word of God is true from Genesis to Revelation. And God cannot say something in Genesis, hold it as a law, and when you come to Revelation, he changes mind. No, sir. You see, when Paul comes on the scene, he said, let the women keep silent in all the church. For it's not permitted unto them to speak. In other words, they should not usurp authority over the men. It was right there because of Genesis. Amen? Now, how could the New Testament church be otherwise? No. Because he said, if the vine put forth another branch, it must be like the first. Amen. And if the foot shall say, because I'm not the end, I am not of the body. You know, I was just, amen, dealing with something back home. You know, sometimes people have respect of persons. And in the church, you know, it's just normal as human being. You know, somebody's got a favorite person. And you've got a favorite family. And you know, you love this child and, amen, this is my favorite child and that child. So, you know, if you've got something in the church and, you know, you're going to give gifts. So you give a nice big one to this one and a little bitty one to that one. And you know, tomorrow, amen, it's this brother's birthday and you're glorifying, you know, you do things. And then tomorrow there's another one. And you're like, oh, happy birthday. And so somebody gets offended because we are human. And so there's some things that we are not to do in the church because we've got to be sensitive that we don't come here to offend one another. You know, human beings will have favorites and you might have liking for one more than another. But listen, that's not the place for the church. You know what it is to a child? When you give, you're giving gifts to children and you give this one and you give this one, you didn't give that one, and you give that one. You know the scar that you put on that one? And you'll never realize it. But that child will take that for years and years and years. And it builds a complex. And that child will be deficient in some ways. Because there's something, a scar that you're putting that child really. The New Testament church must be sensitive and being the Spirit of God. That the things that cause offense among people, we lay those things aside. Because when we come to the house of God, they said at the foot of the cross, everything is level. At the foot of the cross. The same blood that you require is the same blood that I require. Are you there with me? Amen. The same affection that you need is the same that I need. Amen. You know, if when one calls out and I'm sick, amen, you go 2 miles. When somebody else is sick, you've got to go the same 2 miles. Yes. Are you there with me? And brethren, I tell you what, you know, the only way we can be that, we've got to come to that place and Lord, love the body of Christ through me. You get what I'm saying? Right. It's not my love. Lord, love them through me. Right. That you are not preachers. Realize that you've got a ministry. Right. That you are not, hallelujah, the leaders of the church. You've got a ministry. Right. And where will that ministry fall? When you come to that position that your actions edify the body of Christ. If your actions is pulling down on the body of Christ, something's wrong with your experience. Amen. Love one another. Amen. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples because you have love one for the other. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And in that ministry, when the word go forth, hallelujah, something must happen. Amen. You know, I remember we had a visiting minister and he preached a real powerful message. That just energizes the church. And at the end of his preaching, you know, the people got so anointed on the Spirit of God. And a brother got so anointed, he began to speak in tongues right there in the congregation. And the brother dropped the mic and walked away from the pulpit. And I know he was upset. Because, you know, they said, if there's gifted one among you, that was me. Let them take a room somewhere. Brethren, I tell you, this is the house of God. And if the Spirit of God can't have liberty in this house, where will the Spirit of God have liberty? The wind blow where it list. And no man know when it comes or when it goes. Sometimes you feel real anointed. Sometimes you feel an inspiration. And what are you supposed to do? Brother, tell me. Quench that spirit of God and hold yourself. No, the house of God must have liberty in the spirit of God. And so the brother called me and he wants to come back. I won't have him to come back. No, I won't. I won't. Man, you had one chance and you blew it. Because, yeah, that's just the truth. Because brothers, let me tell you, if there's anything that must break the order of what you think is the church of God, let it be the power of Almighty God.
Right.
In that presence, where people are being healed, people are being delivered. You said, I can't exercise myself. Then if I can't exercise myself in the spirit of God in church, where should I do it?
Right.
It's not that we've got legalistic. We just got so starchy.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Amen.
And have so much form of godliness, but we deny the power of Almighty God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know it is that people don't come out and they don't lay out in prayer no more because they don't see no need for it. But you know what I believe, brethren? You know, when there's sickness in the house of God, we've got a responsibility.
Right.
Because we can drive those demons back to the pit of hell.
Amen.
I don't care what the doctor says.
Amen.
And I love my doctor.
Sure.
But he's not my healer.
Right.
Amen? Amen. I believe we need to get real serious about God and the things of God.
Amen.
Hello.
Right.
Because Brother Branham said, when the word is restored, the power is also restored to the church. If I can tell you, hallelujah, that Revelation 10:1 is Revelation 8:1, the mighty angel come down, that's Christ coming down. There was silence in heaven for the space of half an hour because he wasn't there. He stepped down and hurt. Because the word has made flesh in you. If I can tell you that Revelation 10:7 is Revelation 3:14, the angel to the church of Laodicea. If I can tell you Revelation 8 to 11, that's the bride in action, feeding on the word of God, then where is the power of God in our midst? Hello, brethren. We've got to become God's word. And that was what happened in the book of Acts. When Peter and them were going to, hallelujah, to the temple of the hall of prayer, and the man begged for harm, Peter said, look at us! And he looked as though he's going to receive something. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give it unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. That was their contention in Acts chapter 3. By what name? Or by what power? Peter was in Acts 4, I think, that says, whether it's right or wrong.
Yeah.
For there's no other name given among men under heaven whereby man must be saved, but by the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I still believe there's power in that name today.
Amen.
There's power in the name of Jesus to heal sickness. There's power in the name of Jesus to put back marriages. There's power in the name of Jesus to heal sickness.
Amen.
Hello. There's power in the name of Jesus for salvation still. To save the vilest of sinner. Do you believe? Believest thou this? That is the New Testament church in action again. Hallelujah. When salvation is no longer preached. As though nobody can get saved. When salvation is, do you believe Brother Branham is a prophet? Then you've got the Holy Ghost. I don't believe that.
No,
I really don't believe that.
No.
I believe in an experience with God.
Amen.
And in the book of Acts, they had an experience with God.
Right.
Amen?
Yes.
And you wonder why your children are not interested. You need to first get an experience with God.
Amen.
And then let them get that experience that you've got with God.
Amen.
Because you can't tell them about an experience that you've never had.
Amen.
Sometimes we're just reformers. You know, we come up in the message, we believe the message, we walk with the message, we believe Brother Branham is a prophet, we believe all the quotes, we study them, we can put quotes to quotes to quotes, and it sounds just right in the circle of message people, but concern the power of God that was back then yesterday, there's no more power today. You know, I remember some weeks ago, we had a sister that came to church, and you know, when she came the first time, she was there and she was rejoicing. And you know, I didn't know who she was. My sister tell me, she said, "I know that woman. She's a Jehovah's Witness." I said, "Certainly she's not anymore, because the way she rejoiced at the word." And you know, then maybe another week or so, she asked for her baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then I realized she was Jehovah's Witness. She went to a Trinitarian, and somebody, she met a backslider on the road. He was driving a taxi, a backslider from our church. And she brought up religion, and he set her straight and tell her where she ought to go for the true experience with God. Amen. And so she left her church and she come to church. And man, she had an experience with God. We baptized her in water in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, you know, I went away and I came back and I didn't see her. And I asked the brother, said, "Oh, she hasn't been in church for 2 weeks." I got the number. I called her. She said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I have two boys and they're autistic. And, you know, I can't manage them." I said, "Sister, man, I tell you, that's what God wants. Bring them to church."
Amen.
Bring them to church. I tell you, the first time she came to church, and she was toddling with these two little boys. You know, they're just hyperactive, going everywhere. And you know, the sisters come. It's good to have mature people in church. One take this one that way. One take the other one. Let her rejoice. And hallelujah. We'll take the trouble while you hear the word of God. And you know, that service. Amen. They brought them to the altar. And man, I tell you, them little boys, them brothers, William, and they were just fighting to get away. But we prayed over them.
Amen.
The end of that week, she said, "Man," she said, "they went to school, and the first time she came back, they came back from school singing the songs that they were teaching them in school. She could not believe it. Blew her mind."
Amen. Glory. Amen.
But we put a challenge. We said, "God going to take care of them." And so another Sunday she come, and I said, "Where are the boys?" She said, "I leave them." I said, "Listen, when you come to this house, carry them." Amen. "Because the Holy Ghost not done with them yet."
Right.
Is that right?
Amen.
That's the challenge that we take.
Amen.
As the body of Jesus Christ. And watch God do it.
Amen.
People said, "Well, what if you say all these things and God don't do it?" I challenge you.
Amen.
I challenge you.
Amen.
The God who I serve, Amen. He'll keep his word.
Amen. Glory.
And you know what God wants? He wants somebody that's stupid enough to take him at his word.
Yes.
I want to be fool enough. I want to be childlike enough to take God at his word.
Right.
He said it, and that sells it. Brother Branham said, "God becomes guilty of his word until he brings it to pass."
Amen.
And we're watching those boys coming to church, and they're a little bit calmer and a little bit calm.
Amen.
I said, "Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord."
Amen.
He's still working.
Amen.
Do you believe that this morning?
Amen.
The New Testament church must be another book of Acts.
Amen.
And so read the book of Acts and see where they were. And look where you are. And see if you've got the faith that they've got in the book of Acts. Because brethren, the word is taking us back to the same place. Not in words only. No. But in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
When the sick come to the altar to be prayed for, then the elders come also. That's what the Bible says. When the sick comes to the altar to be prayed for, the elders must come also. The elders must anoint them with oil and pray for them. Because the Bible says, "Is there any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint them with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick." Do you believe that?
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. God bless you this morning.
Amen.
Amen. If the musicians would come. Amen. I'd love to sing, but if I sing, you wouldn't like it, so somebody need to come and sing with me. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Is there any sick among you this morning? Is there any troubled lives among you this morning? God is still able.
Amen.
Amen. He's got the power that he had 2,000 years ago. Where he was in 1947, in 1958, in 1965, God still got the power today. And we thank God that we've had a prophet that turned us back to the Word of God.
Amen.
Not to theology. Therefore, we don't have to understand it. All we've got to do is to believe God's Word. And if we believe God's Word, then whatsoever we ask for believing, God will grant it to us. As we pray this morning. Hallelujah. Anyone would like to be remembered, you can lift your hand right where you are. God knows your heart this morning. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we thank you, God, for the salvation of our soul. We thank you, Lord God, because you're still a healer. You're still a problem solver, burden bearer. Lord God, we thank you, God, because, Lord, you still deliver. Lord, we thank you, God, because the book of Acts is still in action. The Lord God, we are the manifestation of the power of Almighty God. The Lord God, the Word has made flesh in this day. And the flesh has been made Word. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that whatsoever we ask, believing, you will grant it to us, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the third pull. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that even the little fish get back its life. That, Lord God, even the little things in our lives, you still care about, O God. Lord, we thank you, God, that there is nothing that, oh God, that we can ask for that you won't give us an answer, oh God. And Lord Jesus, as we pray this morning, Lord God, remove from us, oh God, the cares of this world. Lord, the differences that we have in this flesh. Lord, move us from the mechanics to the dynamics. Lord, may we step over from the natural into the supernatural power of Almighty God. Lord God, may we be desperate for the promise. Desperate, oh God, for the moving of the Spirit. May we be desperate, oh God, for the restoration, oh God, of your gifts back into the church. That, Lord God, may each person realize that, Lord, whatever you're going to do in this hour, Lord God, don't do it without me. Lord, we thank you, God, for your bleeding word. We thank you, Lord God, for the conviction of the Holy Spirit. We praise you, God, for that which you have done and that which you will do in our lives, oh God. Lord God, we thank you, oh God, for your voice in this hour back into the church, making Messiah on the face of the earth again, the Lord Jesus, that the world will know that you are still here in the power of your resurrection. Bless us now as we look to you and believe you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Bless me now, O gentle Savior.
Anybody have a need? Just come and let's sing.
Oh, hear
right? Let's see if God lives. gifts and have a need. Part of that alive word. Part of that alive church.
And I'm crying, Savior, blessed Savior, why don't you hear my humble cry?
It's always been an alive word. Have a need. You heard a great message. Now come and reap the benefits of it.
Me by. I'm trusting only in thy name.
Anybody else got a need? Just come and let's see. Let's see if God still lives. Let's see if this is alive.
Savior, oh, hear my humble
guided us and brought us to where we are today.
Tell me who
get your part of the benefit.
Yeah.
Glory to his name. Because he's wonderful. Amen. Let's give our brother a good hand. I believe it, don't you? Make sure you tell him how much you appreciate it. Father, we thank you for the message today, and Lord, it struck right to our hearts of the hour and the time that we're living, Lord, and the opportunity that we have to walk in your light and your love. We ask you to just be with each one that was prayed for. Let your light shine forth, and we believe it. Bless our brother, give him strength as he rests a little for this afternoon, Lord. And let your love be there. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You dismiss.
Say.